It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and the area that's serviced by Investors Bank. Soon you'll find out why I'm giving them a plug here. And of course, worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York. Consistently, we've been coming in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. This is since May of 2017. A big honor. Special thank you to you, the great listeners of the show. But of course, it's a testament to the great guests like my buddy sitting next to me, Mike McIntyre, who gets me these hyper ratings. But of course, it's the great guests we've had in the past, John Sculley, and so many other amazing guests that we come and bring and deliver to you every single week. This show is all about you sharing great business content with you week in and week out. We cover such a wide range of professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, retail, strategic planning, marketing and advertising, hiring, and so much more. Of course, stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, brought to you by Investors Bank, where we're going to interview key executives at Investors Bank. Now, you're probably wondering, what's the background noise? Well, this is an event brought to you by Saul and Friedman & Company. He calls this a business academy, which he did in conjunction with Investors Bank. And the presentation's title was Understanding the Bank's Perspective. And with me is none other than Michael McIntyre, the Director of Business Banking at Investors Bank. I know I'm going to get a lot of calls. How in the world did you get him on the show? But we did. That's the fact. So now, fasten your seatbelt. I'm going to ask him a lot of questions. I'm hopefully going to address any of the questions that are on your mind, because that's what this show is all about. Michael, thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Yitzhak, great to see you. Another great event with Saul and Friedman & Company.
Thank you.
An even bigger turnout this month than we had back in August down here in Lakewood. I mean, it's astounding.
Now, tell me the truth. You know, the event was called for 6:30, 6:28, like, where's the Ilum? When are they coming? By 6:35, there were 15. 6:40, the place was, by 6:45 was packed.
Yeah. Well, I said in my remarks earlier, it felt like I was on 13th Avenue. You know, it took 20 minutes to go the last quarter of a mile to get here. And so I know there's a lot of traffic to get down the main road here in Lakewood. And I felt like I was on 13th Avenue, 2nd Street again.
Mike is learning fast. Perhaps you want to share the story about G and Sons. There's so many in the community who love it.
Yeah, we're a week before Thanksgiving, and we're in the Christmas season. I'm Catholic, and I think my mom and dad may be listening tonight. So,
beautiful.
You know, growing up in the 80s in Sunset Park on 6th Avenue, you know, invariably Santa Claus would sometimes forget to bring batteries for the toys. And so while we may have been devastated in the short term, my mother, God bless her, would say, "Wait, there's one place we can go to today." And as long as it wasn't a Saturday,
right?
You know,
we went down to
G and Sons on Utrecht Avenue and 48th Street. We walked down there, and you know, there they were, D batteries and C batteries, and they were wide open. And of course, you know, the toys were there, and it was always a great thing growing up in Brooklyn back then.
Mike, let's get to what tonight's event is all about, and that is understanding the bank's perspective. If it's okay, I have a number of important questions that we could share with the listeners. So what are some of the steps that Investors has taken to help their clients in terms of banking whenever and wherever they are? I mean, today we're all mobile.
Yeah. So, you know, when we talked back in August, I kind of previewed how we were doing a digital transformation of the organization,
LinkedIn
the bank. Yeah. And, you know, in early October, we announced that we had formed a partnership with ODX, a subsidiary of OnDeck Capital, providing a completely digital, non-paper-based small business application that will allow us to underwrite and approve and book a loan nearly in the same day. But we will approve and book a loan within 24 hours of application, which
is impossible. Now, your background, of course, is, you know, you've been in the banking industry for decades. you know, some banks are maybe an aircraft carrier, some are a PT, the PT cruiser type of, you know, car or PT boat a small destroyer. How, you know, you seem to combine, investors seem to combine the best of both worlds, where there's strong backing, strong backbone, yet it's, like you said, nimble. It could just go weave in and out to get new things done.
You know, I think for me, the biggest takeaway so far has been how few layers there are in the organization. And so, again, to think about getting a fintech to become our lending partner and to be able to do that in under 3 months is a testament to how few layers we have in our organization. As you recall back in August, our president and COO, Dominic Cameron, was speaking here on this station talking about how we aspire to grow and to be a leading bank. It's because of that type of leadership and the layerlessness of the organization that we're able to be nimble and able to land things, you know, at a much quicker pace.
Now, you touched on this, but just, you know, your bank continues to expand its business banking team. What are some, actually, this we didn't touch on yet. What are some of the important skills and expertise that you're looking for when you're recruiting bankers for your team?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it continues to be branding and presence, right? You need to be authentic. And, you know, I think, you know, for me, that G and Son story is that perfect level of authenticity that gets appreciated. When I was talking to your audience here this evening and talking about how the 13th Avenue traffic is now here in Lakewood as well, that's authentic. It comes from experience. It comes from growing up in similar backgrounds. And for me, again, when I'm talking to potential new hires, the skills are there from a professional basis. But for me, it's all about the personal branding, their individual credibility and presence that they bring into their roles.
Now, investors, you know, it continues to reach out and service a wide range of types of growing businesses out there. Including, that's what I want to touch on, co-working spaces, which is really like, 10 years ago was unheard of. You know, I mean, again, there may have been a rare exception of something, but, you know, over the last 2-3 years, we know that that's, you know, co-working spaces has exploded because, like, this, a small growing business, an entrepreneur doesn't have to commit to a very long-term big expenditure in terms of a lease and could just commit in a co-working space. But I understand investors is reaching out to those type of businesses, even though they're young.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a startup or if you have a new idea for a business and you're coming out of the universities, you're used to a co-working environment. You know, where you're studying in these wide studying halls, and so, you know, the office sharing concept is nothing more than an extension of the university. And for us, you know, I've said this in the past, we don't get as much foot traffic from the startup small businesses as we used to. By the time they come into our branch, it's too late. Right. And so I try really hard to make sure that our bankers, particularly in the cities, in New York in particular, spend as much of their time in a WeWork type location, in an office style type environment, because again, that's where your fastest growing segment of small businesses are today, particularly in the urban areas as rents are, you know, rather expensive. And so to be able to have a 2 or 3 month lease, to be able to lease out several desks or an office or a conference room and then, you know, build up as your business grows, I think, you know, makes the most sense for startups and for small businesses. And so for us, you know, I need to be where my customers are and where my future customers are. And, you know, we're really excited about it. We're getting some really great traction. Some amazing companies are being formed in, you know, third and fourth floor, you know, corner offices of these office sharing concept business partners. And it's something for us that, you know, we wouldn't have that access if we didn't have these bankers in those locations.
Looking ahead to 2020, around the corner, what new services is investors looking to introduce to assist small businesses? And if I may, to put you on the spot, because we know for many small businesses, it's all about that extra, you know, securing financing is the general way, a line of credit, a loan, a line, you know, that what are some of the products that investors offer?
Yeah, so the first thing I would encourage everybody to do is, you know, become a customer and try us out. But secondly, you know, download our app. You know, we have just recently refreshed our entire online banking platform from large corporates through treasury services, through your small businesses and middle market. We've spent, you know, a tremendous amount of money upgrading our technologies. More and more of our transactions, more of our customer expectations are to have the entire bank on their phone. And so this year we made a tremendous amount of progress in building out a truly proper business banking small business app that's available on your phone. Same thing on the consumer side. I'm on the consumer side every day. And you know, we offer benefits through our app that would provide cell phone protection, as an example, or you know, your instant credit score. And you know, these are things that you know customers see from the larger institutions, and it's nice for a bank of our size to say, you know what, we can provide the same exact service at a much more local and community-based level, which for me is pretty exciting.
Mike, you know, many companies from businesses along Main Street to middle market corporations come to banks seeking financing, like we mentioned just before with the small businesses. What steps do you recommend that executives, and I know this was discussed at tonight's event, but that you recommend that executives take in terms of building a relationship? I mean, you talked to before about building authenticity. How important is that to build that relationship before showing up and like, oh man, I need to take out a loan?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there are three people that you should have before you come into looking for financing. You have to have a great accountant. And you know, we couldn't be more happier to be part of Saul Friedman's partnership. Mm-hmm. You have to have a great law firm. And you have to have independent advisors, people that will challenge you, that will give you an independent assessment of your business plan. And you know, for those three partners, your accountant, your independent advisor, and your lawyer, you know, they all understand their unique aspect of the value that they provide to you. The banker is the one that sees all three of those and then makes the determination based upon that, right? And so, you know, I look at what Simeon was saying this evening about how you know, the bank doesn't want to hear surprises. We would hope that we're having a meaningful dialogue with our customers on a very regular basis such that there's no surprises either way, from the bank to the customer and vice versa. And so, you know, for me, it's all about communication. For my customers, for my referral sources, for my colleagues, you know, a text, I've said to you before, a text and email don't count. I pick up the phone and I call them and we have a conversation. And that's, for me, I think, you know, what is something that's really important to us.
Your bank has developed an advisory board, and we're going to have John Nitzel on in the show this evening, of influential business leaders who are located across, you know, the New York, New Jersey region. What is the role of a member on the advisory board?
John Nitzel does a great job in leading that organization. The way I explain the advisory board to people is they are the independent checks and balances, if you will, of our organization. They're the ones that provide candid feedback to the leadership as to what we're doing well, what we're not doing well. They provide us meaningful feedback on what our competitors are doing, and where appropriate and when comfortable, that they know that we can do the right thing. They'll recommend friends, family, colleagues to the organization, to our bank, to evaluate for new business opportunities. They're a part of our family that I trust to provide me unbiased feedback in all the things that we're trying to do.
Mike, before I let you go, I'm sure you could share even more than one tip, but at least one good, even though you shared many in the few minutes that you've agreed to come on the show, share a good business tip from what you've seen out there in the business world. Something that people will say, you know, Mike McIntyre, you know, he's one bright guy.
Well, I don't want to close on that note, but what I'd say to you is with all the different technologies and softwares and programs that are out there, having a really robust accounting software is really important. Being able to adequately measure, you know, debits and credits, accounts receivable, accounts payable, not only will make your life easier, it'll make your accountant's life easier. It'll surely make your bank's life easier when they're evaluating you for any credit needs. There are so many different apps out there today that really can add value to a customer that are either low cost or free. What I would encourage you, though, is to make sure that from a privacy and security protection perspective, make sure you protect your data. I mean, that's probably the most important thing that I'd say to you is when you have your accounting software, make sure that it's encrypted.
Michael McIntyre, Director of Business Banking at Investors Bank. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Great to see you, Zach. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients.
A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Yeah, we're coming to you from Lakewood, New Jersey. This special event brought to you by Sol and Friedman & Company and Investors Bank. This is an exclusive business event, and the topic was understanding the bank's perspective. Now I have the honor and pleasure of speaking with the Senior Vice President, Retail Market Executive, Victoria Maglicane. Did I pronounce your name right?
You did.
Good evening. I got it right. Okay. Victoria, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure.
Okay, so can I ask you anything?
Of course you can.
Okay, what's your social security? I'm just kidding. I know, especially a banking executive, potch, he can't ask that question. I know that. But we're going to have some good conversation here. What are some steps that the investors team has taken to help clients, you know, do their banking whenever, wherever they want?
Boy, I'll tell you, we've started a complete technology transformation over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I started with the bank in 2008.
Okay.
And, you know,
nice.
Back
11
then.
Years.
Yeah. And mobile banking back then wasn't present in banking.
Right.
And, you know, we've come a long way as a community in terms of the technology. Over the last 6 months, the bank has updated and enhanced our mobile application. We have a phenomenal escrow product, and we line our products up against the top banks in the country. But our product suite has grown significantly over the last few years, and we have state-of-the-art products.
And even branches, I mean, Now we're up to over 150 approximately.
Right, right.
Over 150. When you joined, I mean, what were they?
When I joined the bank, we had 46 branches.
46 branches.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scale. That's good. You know, people sometimes might think, you know, oh, but it's 10 years. You know how much effort goes into, you know, scoping out an area to see where a branch goes, staffing it, getting it there with the right personnel that could service people. That takes time. So, you know, going from 46 to 152, whatever the number is, that's
amazing. It's a combination of de novo branch openings and acquisitions. So we had a lot of acquisition activity, and we did that very well and meshed the two communities of different banks together to make the culture of Investors Bank. Mm-hmm. And we've done that throughout New Jersey and throughout New York very well.
Now, this may seem like an obvious question to someone in the banking world, but I do need to ask it because the listenership of Mind Your Business is comprised of small business owners, medium-sized business owners. And so my question really to you is, how important is it for a business owner or individual to have a good, solid relationship with their banker?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and it's a critical question. And, you know, the gentleman that did the presentation this evening touched on it. You want to come to a bank when you don't have a need. When you wait until you have a need, oftentimes, unfortunately, the banks are not able to help a business owner. So relationships in general in life are critical,
right?
And really, really important. But having a relationship with your banker is essential to the success of the bank as well as the business. And we pride ourselves on building relationships at Investors Bank. We don't want to just have transactions, mm-hmm. Whether it's with consumers or businesses. We want to get to know a business. We live in these communities. Our bankers live in the communities that we have our offices in. Mm-hmm. And we frequent the businesses that are in the community. So it really is a partnership. And we want to be able to understand the business so that we can help them when they need help, but also help them when they don't need the help.
You know, Victoria, it's such an important point because in life in general, people understand that you have to have a relationship with someone. I mean, let's say, you know, A needs to borrow money from B. So if he has no relationship, he's not going to knock on B's door. He has to have an existing relationship. And it's like that really with anything in life. For some reason, people sometimes think that with a bank, oh, I'll knock on the door when I need them. Not realizing, hey, a banking relationship mirrors normal relationships.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it requires open lines of communication. And really reaching out when you don't have a need. So in other words, from a banking perspective, we like to contact our clients that we have relationships with, mm-hmm. just to say hello. And is there anything that they need from us? So we're not a bank that's got our hand out looking for business all the time. We're looking to form a relationship. And when there's a business need, the business community looks to us for that need.
You know, I'll share, I happen to be good friends with Mike McIntyre, who we're going to have on during the show. I saw him attend a chasana, a wedding, of someone that he does business with. And I was like, what? It's right. That level of relationship?
That's exactly right. Like, many years ago, my father passed away, and several members of this community, in fact, one of the gentlemen was here this evening, they attended my father's funeral. And that's what a relationship is. It's being there as a friend and part of the community.
My final question is, from your storied career, again, you're young, a big life ahead, but from the experience that you have out there, perhaps you could share a business tip, something in particular, and then separately, perhaps you could even share how that has helped you in your banking career. But a good tip for the audience. I get so much feedback from this type of question. They're always like, you know, I love when executives share their tip. What would be your tip, Victoria?
Well, first of all, thank you for saying that I'm young. That's a lovely compliment. Okay. And I have actually been in banking for over 35 years.
Oh, you
did. And I started when I was 5, you know.
Oh, well, okay, there you go. Now you understand. She's 46. Okay.
But I think, you know, for me over the years in banking and over the years being a parent and being a community leader, mm-hmm. and being a leader within the organization at Investors Bank, the most important learning that I've had is communication. So really critical to life in general is strong communication skills. And what I mean by that is listening to someone. not listening because you want to reply, but listening to understand what they're saying. And I tell my children that, who are both grown men now, listen in life, listen to your mate, listen to your boss, listen to the community, listen to your friends, and really listen to understand, because that's how we get deeper into relationships where we can help people.
You know, it reminds me of the quote, right? God made two ears, one mouth, use it proportionately.
That's exactly right. My mother taught me that.
Victoria Maglicane, Senior Vice President and Retail Marketing Executive, Retail Market Executive at Investors Bank. How could people get in touch with you? Perhaps you could share an email address or...
Sure. V. Maglicane, M-A-G-L-I-A-C-A-N-E at investorsbank.com. I've been working in the area of Lakewood for many, many years. I'm an Ocean County resident, so I've lived here since the 70s.
Wow.
And my market, I oversee Middlesex County down to Gloucester, Camden. So my office is in Robbinsville, but I'm in the Ocean County area, often in the surrounding area.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much for having me.
And now I have the pleasure of sitting with John Nitzel. John, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure.
So we're coming to, you know, the listeners hear background noise, and that's because we are coming from this event, a Saul Freedman Academy business, Saul Freedman and Company Business Academy. This is an event that was sponsored in conjunction by Investors Bank. And the topic tonight is understanding the bank's perspective. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have John Nitzel on. John is a senior vice president and deals with government relations,
yes,
government banking. Perhaps first just describe, what is a typical day like for you?
Well, my day is very interesting. I'm responsible for our government banking portfolio and also our advisory boards. So it's two different lines of business. Government banking, we are now the largest depositor of government funds in the state of New Jersey, something
Wow.
we're very proud of. We started the business 10 years ago, and now we've grown it to be the number one bank in the state, which
Mazel
we're very,
tov.
Very proud of.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. And we did that with really focusing on building relationships, driving good service, and being there for our clients and listening. And that's how we did it. And then we're at the conventions, we're at the conferences, we're there, we're seen building the brand. And a lot has to, I think much of the reasons people want to bank with us, the municipalities, the school boards, is because they see us in the communities. We're out there, we're active, and they say, these are good people, we want to bank with them.
You know, people think it's just a cliche, right? Half the job is showing up or
yep,
whatever.
Yep.
And it really is that way.
It is.
You know, it's not just a cliche. People think, you know, what's going to happen? I'm going to show up. I don't know if anyone's going to recognize me. I'm going to meet. You know what? Just show up.
Yes.
And start pounding the pavement. And guess what? It's like here, after 10 years, we're, Investors Bank is number one, the leader in that space. That took time. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yes, it did. And I look back, and we were given the opportunity to build that business based on our involvement in the communities. That's what did it. People wanted us to come in and bid on their business.
You know, John is sharing such an important tip for the listeners, and that is, you know, making that effort. So many people in life, they say, well, you know, if I show up to one event, of course I'll go. If I make $1,000, I'll make $10,000. But if I don't know if I'm going to be successful, they don't show up. It doesn't work like that.
No.
You got to put the seeds in the ground, and then life will take place, and good things are going to happen as long as you put in the effort.
And I think it starts with Kevin Cummings' philosophy. His philosophy of one of, we're going to work hard, we're going to deliver a good product, give quality service, we will be profitable, but then we're going to give back. And he means that. And he encourages all of us to get involved with organizations that mean something to us.
So, you know, John, that brings up, and I've heard speakers talk about it tonight, and I've heard about it in the past from my good buddies at Investors. How often do members of your bank's team volunteer their time for, you know, to serve the community, you know, and the nonprofits in their local communities?
Just about all of the colleagues that I know in the bank are giving of their time. Quite a bit. Now, I'm I'm actually sitting on 7 not-for-profit boards.
Seven.
Right now. It's a stretch. But you got involved with one, and the others asked you to join, and you didn't want to give up the one you're involved with. So, yeah, at times it's a stretch. But you know what? What did Winston Churchill once say?
You make
a living from what you get. Right. You make a life from what you give back. And you are giving back your time, your effort. And also, the foundation of the bank supports us.
That's special. Let's talk about the Investors Care to Share program. You know, it's a really creative and interesting approach to supporting nonprofits. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about that program, the Care to Share program by Investors Bank.
Yeah. It's an affinity program. And what we're doing is we're giving our clients the opportunity to direct our giving to not-for-profits. The not-for-profit has an account with us, and you are associated with that not-for-profit.
Mm-hmm.
You come in and say, you know, I like that not-for-profit. I'd like you to associate me with them. What we do is quarterly, we look at all the accounts that are associated with that not-for-profit. Mm-hmm. Not-for-profit never knows anything. Mm-hmm. And we look at what they're keeping us with, what they're keeping with us, mm-hmm. in with their banking relationship,
mm-hmm.
and we in turn make a donation to the not-for-profit. Now, it does not affect the individual's account. Some people get confused. Oh, you're taking my interest? Right. No. We're not
doing that. It's over and above from the bank.
Yes, but you're helping direct us with respect to where we're giving our donations. It's a great program, and it's one that's a natural. It's great for not-for-profits.
John, before I let you go, I always get a thrilled, and so do the listeners of the Mind Your Business program at 77 WABC, by asking executives, share with the listeners a tip. You could share even more than one, but certainly one tip that you would say is is an important takeaway for anyone in the business world.
Well, you nailed it earlier when you said, first of all, you have to show up.
Yeah.
You have to show up.
It's true.
And I think the best tip I could give is, it's all about building relationships. Be sincere with people. Listen, there's a problem. Do your best to help resolve it. Come back. Be honest. You know, have open, honest conversations. What we can do, what we might not be able to do. But you're building trust when you're doing that. And you build that relationship. They want to bank with you, and they feel very comfortable inviting their friends or asking their friends
around
and say, no, go to the bank. Go
because
to
the relationship is real.
Right.
If they see it's genuine.
Yes, and they feel very good about it and confident that you'll treat my friend or relative whatever well. You'll do right by them. And I think that's the best tip I could give anybody.
Folks, now you know why I corralled John Itzel to get on the show. Anyway, sharing advice like this. John, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now I have the pleasure of sitting with an old buddy. He's not old, but he's an old buddy. Quite a few years from the Flatbush community, Louis Kravitz. Louis, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Good evening, Itzel. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. So you are the branch manager at Avenue M?
I am a business development officer on Avenue M.
Thank you for correcting me.
No problem.
Louis Kravitz is the business development officer.
Or as it's said in the bank here, it's a business banker with business development. Business banker.
So in fact, take me back. You've been in the banking industry for maybe more than you want to care to admit.
I've been in banking for many, many years. I worked for some of the largest banks in the country or the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked for some of the smaller banks in the world. And what I can say about Investors Bank is they have the best of both worlds. They have the products, the services, the larger banks.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they look at their clients, the customers, with a focus for clients, focus on what they need, not what the bank wants to sell them.
Mm.
They look at the community. The bank wants to become a good member of that community. As any service-oriented institution like banks are,
mm-hmm.
they depend upon the welfare of the community that they are located in for their own welfare. So we want to establish a mutually satisfying financial relationship.
Because they realize that if the community grows, the community, and any particular areas that the community benefits from, the bank will also
eventually benefit,
growing along with
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly.
Now, what are some of you started to touch on it, but maybe we can get into some details. What are some of the particular advantages that a business will realize by banking with a regional commercial bank, such as, of course, Investors Bank?
As I stated earlier, Investors Bank does everything a large bank does, all the products and services that they do. They are well-run, they're conservative, they're profitable, but at the same time, they look at the community and at the businesses within that community to see how they can help them. At the same time, not get to hurt themselves.
Lewis, you have a tremendous amount of life experience. First of all, shout out to your esteemed son-in-law, of course, Rabbi Uri Greenspan, down in Philadelphia.
Yeah, mazel tov on Uri on the dinner that we both attended.
That's right.
2 weeks ago. It was very,
very
nice.
Special. Very special. Day. He's running a real special program down there.
Yes. And thanks for my daughter. Sarah Leia.
Of course.
He couldn't do it without her.
Don't forget that, Rabbi Greenspan. Yeah. By the way, did you ever think your daughter would wind up living in Philly?
No. See, I have kids all over. I have Philly, I have Far Rockaway, I have Muncie, and I have Lakewood.
Nice. But still regional. It's like Investors.
Yeah,
you know?
But I'm more or less in the middle.
Right. So I can, hint. Everyone come visit moms and pops.
They do.
Okay. Before I let you go, perhaps you could share a business tip with the listeners of Mind Your Business, which, you know, there's so many small business owners, entrepreneurs, executives. Share a good business tip that they could take away.
Your clients are important, but your staff is also as important as your clients. You treat them well, make sure they know what they're doing, give them the right training and oversight and mentoring also. So from the staff side, from the business side, if you're running a business, make sure you run the business the way it should be run, as a business, efficiently, honestly, and with looking toward the future for the business.
Lewis Kravitz, a senior business banker and a VP at Investors Bank. You could find him on the Avenue M branch, M and 15th, but of course he travels around.
I go wherever a lead takes me.
He'll go wherever.
I'm here in Lakewood right now.
That's right. Lewis, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for your answers.
And now I have the pleasure of speaking with Mark Katz, Senior Vice President, Commercial Real Estate Manager at Investors Bank. Mark, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
So, you know, people hear titles in the banking world and they're impressive, but if I could put it bluntly, what actually do you do at the bank?
Right. So, the bank does lending, and I run the commercial real estate lending in New York. So we started the New York office in 2009. So it's been about 10 years.
Nice.
And the bank was, primarily focused in New Jersey. And then we really came up and, because of what we were doing on the lending side, we really got into the retail branches side.
Now, it's fascinating. You mentioned you jumped in 2009, and for those of us that have been in business for a couple of years, know that was a bit of a rough time, to put it mildly. And it's fascinating. So you jumped into commercial real estate, but of course, for those that had the funds or the good statements, it was an ideal time because you could, as they say, buy low.
And not many people were lending at the time. The bank was doing some construction lending at the time. Some of it, we were able to manage out. We had a little, a couple issues in 2009, 2010.
Everyone did.
But then we really started doing the multifamily business, especially in New York, and that really was able to grow the portfolio.
Perhaps you could share, I'm not asking for anything confidential, of course, but in a typical day, what type of deals do you look at? What type of deals? Because we want the listeners to know if they have, what's your sweet spot? What type of deals should they be reaching out to you at the bank?
Right. So, we're primarily in commercial real estate. So we do the multifamily. We're focused on commercial loans. So that's a retail, office, industrial. Industrial is very big now. Back 10 years ago,
Everybody
thought it was dirty and, didn't want it. And now, because so much industrial became multifamily, industrial really is at a premium. So that's a very, sought out asset class. And the bank does construction loans. So we did a lot in early, 2009, 2008, took a little rest, waited those deals to finish up. and perm out. And then we started again in 2015, brought a lot in, took a rest, waited till those permed out, and now we're very big in construction. So that's something that the bank is, you know, focused on to try to get a little bit of a higher rate, because you can do that, and a floating rate for the construction. And then, hopefully we get the permanent loan at the end of the construction period.
Mark, how could people get in touch with you?
I'm available at, my number, 646-358-8382. My email address is mkatz@investorsbank. And you just send us, some information, usually a rent roll and income and expense statement, and then we can give you out a quote.
You know, what I found rewarding about interacting with Mark and a number of times now has been that you're very approachable.
We try to be.
And I mean that, especially if someone's going to start a relationship with a banker, they have to know it's someone they could feel comfortable with. And I found you very approachable.
Oh, thank you so much. We really try at Investors Bank. You know, one of the things is one of the from employees at the mm-hmm. bank, there's not that many, probably right. about six or seven. Mm-hmm. And, we really try to be a liaison with the from community. One of the most special things about the bank is the foundation and the ability that we give out to a lot of firm causes. You know, we've given out multi-year grants to Atzala, to Bnei Olam, to Ohel, to Camp Simcha, Hask, Kol Chabad. So we really, try to give out to the organizations and, that really make a difference in our community.
Before I let you go, Mark, perhaps you could share your phone number again?
646-358-8382.
Mark Katz, the Senior Vice President, Commercial Real Estate Manager at Investors Bank. Thank you for joining me here.
All right. Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman and Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman and Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman and Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify, what is it I do best?
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Yes, you're... The background noise that you hear is because we're coming to you from a SNFCO Business Academy that took place in Lakewood. This was a special event brought to you by Sol and Freeman & Company and Investors Bank. And the topic of tonight's presentation was understanding the bank's perspective. And now I have none other than an executive at Sol and Freeman & Company, none other than Avrami Friedman, partner at SNFCO. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Glad to be here.
Now, you know, let's talk about your. You've been in the business for how many years now?
Since 2008.
2008. So you're doing it going on 12 years.
Yep.
You now oversee the Lakewood division, which has to be, you know, perhaps the fastest growing division because, I mean, Lakewood in general is the fastest growing. One of the speakers here mentioned tonight, your brother mentioned it, Simeon. Lakewood is one of the five fastest growing communities in the entire United States.
That's correct. We feel it.
So there's opportunity here. So perhaps you could even talk about your branch. You moved into a beautiful new space recently.
Yes.
Please share.
So in the past, we've had a satellite office in Lakewood for a few years, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But our lease was up, and we decided to make a decision. In general, it was always a satellite office. It was purely done as a convenience for the employees. The commute was quite difficult, and we realized that to recruit talent, we had to reach out to the Lakewood community. We have hired top people, and as purely as a service or as a mm-hmm. as a convenience for the employees, we opened the satellite office probably 8 years ago. But it was us working
computer, and
it was
not chair, it was,
exactly
desk.
Exactly. Okay. and everybody was required to go in a certain amount of times a week, but and then when the lease was up, we had a decision to make, and the decision was, do we go big or do we just continue doing what we're doing? And the decision we made, looking at exactly what's going on in Lakewood and the growth in Lakewood, we realized this is the place to be. As a matter of fact, my dad, made a joke. He was like, he has his business in Brooklyn for the last 40 years.
Right.
He says, based on what he's seeing, he's thinking of actually moving the headquarters here to Lakewood. But it's really been eye-opening, and it's quite an experience. I mean, I remember a few years back, the struggle that we had early on in the Lakewood, attracting Lakewood clients was simply... At that point, talking about 8 years ago or 9 years ago when they started the satellite office, the community was, there was a certain amount of growth. We are usually like a middle market division where mm-hmm. our claim to fame is where we step in is usually when we're trying, when somebody usually outgrows their sole practitioner, mm-hmm. where they feel that they're not being serviced to the degree that they need. Mm-hmm. Where they need a little more, they need a dedicated tax department, an audit department, an IRS resolution department. And obviously our bread and butter is financials, where we have reviewed, audited, where the banks require more of an attestation service. So I remember going to like a business conference a few years ago, and there were a bunch of bankers there, mm-hmm. and they were talking about banking and what we require, etc. And the question was posed to the bankers. I actually raised the question. I said, "What sort of covenants do you require?" I was asking all these questions. Right. What kind of reporting requirements do you have? And they were like, "Well, usually just a tax return is good enough." And I'm thinking, "Yeah, but for what size of a line of credit?" And they say, "Well, that should get you $300,000, $500,000." And I'm like, okay, but what if you need a $5 million line of credit? Oh, for that, you've got to speak to our division and business banking and Newark, you know? And so obviously it was a different set. But now in Lakewood, it's grown so much where this is what the community needs. And we're growing up, so to speak. And now the place for our firm, where we step in, has grown. And we're really optimistic. And this is definitely the place to be. We are, we're on top of it. We're organized. We're meticulous about being timely. And it's something that the banks appreciate. It's something that we lend our expertise to that we've had over the years, and we just simply transplanted it. And we're able to draw on our resources in the headquarters in Brooklyn. It's sort of like we're able to today, we're completely seamlessly linked in. And, every tax return that goes out is reviewed by our tax director in Brooklyn. So it's sort of like seamless.
All together. Let me ask you just a question. I'm not going to ask you to share any secrets, but the secret sauce that you could share. I've been a client of Sol & Freeman & Company for years. How in the world do you manage to get out the returns in March? I'm not complaining. Yaakov Shimon is tuned in. Yaakov Shimon, thank you. I am not complaining. But how in the world do you do that?
Well, it's a really simple answer. We're engaged throughout the year. In other words, we do not want surprises. Today, December is coming up. We have already, for my clients, I've posted and, mm-hmm. We've produced quarterlies mm-hmm. For the 930s already. So at this point, we're able to sort of understand get a handle on exactly what's going on. And this is when we do our tax planning. This is where we have the meetings and say, look, you're expecting to make a lot of income. Maybe it does pay to go out and buy that truck because you're able to take the full deduction for it. This is, we don't wake up in February and say, okay, let's close the year. Now what? We know what's coming. We make the plans, and we want. I have one client where I insist. I know that their bookkeeping is tight. I want them to close the year by January 3rd. I want it as soon as possible. So it doesn't happen the 3rd, but by the 8th, I expect to be able to close and take the numbers and turn it around.
Avrami, what's the location of your Lakewood home, Lakewood base?
Oh, now? Yeah. People are in 7th Heaven. It's beautiful. It's the tallest building in Lakewood.
Nice.
Yes. 211 Boulevard of the Americas.
Okay.
Tower 1, otherwise known as. It's a brand new building. We put in furniture and nice. It's spacious in this room, and it's very, very different from
You meet with clients there?
Yes, absolutely. We're not embarrassed to bring them in. I had one client tell me last time, he's like, "I'm happy you moved. I mean, you should." I said it was a satellite office. What do you expect? But now it's really, really gorgeous. There's a gorgeous conference room, and the people love to come to work in the morning. It's great.
SNFCO.com. What's the Lakewood number, or do they call the main number?
The main number.
It's all. What's the main number?
718-232-1111.
Simple enough. Again,
718-232-1111.
Avrami Friedman, a partner at SNFCO. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yes, glad to be here. Thanks so much.
Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.